this question that I just asked Hillary, Lynn, is one that has been on the minds of our listeners. And I cannot believe how much people had to say about this comment. What do should women take their husbands' names or not? At our website, thetakeaway.org, Kathleen said she chose to keep her maiden name. She wrote, "I kept my name. I was married at age 37, and maybe my age had something to do with it. My name was and is part of my identity, so I never considered changing it. I will say it gets a little confusing when there are children involved, but I am who I am."
Okay, but Celeste, as we all know, more and more women choosing not to adopt their husband's surname.
I'm Rosemary from the Upper West Side of Manhattan. You know, I'm older than my husband, so I had my name longer than he had his. But I didn't try to make him change his. A year after the wedding, though, my father died. And in the obituary, my mother hyphenated my husband's name onto mine. At first I was mad, but then I realized I'm the oldest of her seven children and the last to get married. She put my husband's name in there so everyone would know I was finally married.
That sounds like some of my Jewish relatives, not to be stereotypical. But there are some out there who think that we should stick to that. There's tradition there. We should just stick to it. At our Facebook page, Robert Wells writes, "I think outside of being a high-level professional with name recognition concerns, if a lady chooses not to take her husband's name or to hyphenate, she's symbolically telling him she wants to keep her identity and will never truly commit to him or the union." Not sure I agree with that.
Yeah, but Robert was in the minority on our Facebook page. Catherine tells us she hopes her daughters don't feel pressured to adopt their husband's name. And she writes, "When I got married, I considered keeping my name or hyphenating it. My husband was not on board, so I ended up changing my name. Times and attitudes change."
And they do, absolutely. In fact, we're going to have a really great discussion about this later, but we still want to get your stories about this. Did you change your name? If you're married, did you change your name? Did you not? And why? Let us know at 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can go to their website, thetakeaway.org.